In a world that can be challenging, and at times unpredictable, it's hard to find moments to focus on what you need. Join Stephanie James on The Spark as she guides you to use your inner flame to ignite your best life. As a best-selling author, psychotherapist, transformational life coach, and international show host, Stephanie is dedicated to helping you create a life that takes you, your goals, and your passions to the next level, so you can live a life that is fully lit up and fully alive. She believes that your life is meant to be a beautiful expression of the things that light you up, that by living your dreams, you give permission to others to do the same. Are you ready to feel alive and inspired to fuel your dreams and put a fire behind your desires? Let's ignite a spark in one another that will illuminate the world. The Spark, with your host, Stephanie James, starts now.
Hi, I'm Stephanie James, and welcome to The Spark. So happy to have you here. My guest tonight is Dr. Suki Monsell. We'll be talking to her in just a minute. But first, I just want to thank you for all your emails and all the wonderful comments that are coming in about the show. You really matter, and your healing matters, and that's why The Spark is here for you. If you want more information about doing transformational coaching with me, upcoming events, speaking events, and live online seminars, join me at stephaniejames.world. Together, we can make a difference. So in Igniting Your Best Life, we have on the show today, Dr. Suki Monsell. And Dr. Suki has taught dance, fitness, and biomechanics to students of all ages for more than 45 years, beginning in 1975 under the guidance of postmodern dance pioneer Anna Halperin. A registered somatic movement therapist and educator. I don't have my glasses on, so this is hard. A registered somatic movement therapist and educator, she earned her doctorate in movement arts with a dissertation on body transformation, a lifelong research pursuit. Interviewed on the Richard Simmons Show in 1988, the fitness guru interviewed her, introduced her as Dr. Suki, a nickname that stuck. Now, thousands of students worldwide move with greater efficiency and ease using her dynamic walking program that's been featured in Prevention Magazine and Prevention's Complete Book of Walking. I am just so delighted today to have Dr. Suki on the show. Welcome to The Spark.
Thank you so much. I have enjoyed your interviews, and it's a delight to be here with your audience. Hi, everyone.
Yay. Thank you so much. So Dr. Suki, take us on this journey, of health and fitness, and what got you first interested in this. We're going to rewind you all the way back.
Okay. Pain. I think when you talk to a lot of fitness educators, somatic therapists, even dancers, and we know it's true in our own life, there's something, often it happens in early adulthood, and something happens and it begins to send you in a certain direction. So I loved the physical life, but I injured myself water skiing, thrown off a horse, horseback riding, water skied into a pier, unfortunately. I think I was showing off. And those injuries at the time, there isn't the same consciousness around fixing injuries or going to a chiropractor or a physical therapist to begin to help your body heal completely so that you don't have muscular compensations. Some muscles are weaker, some are stronger and take over for those. The firing pattern is out of order. And those uneven muscle balances can pull on your spine, which they did in my case. So I have scoliosis that can turn into sciatica, and it's a really a management issue. I need to be very exacting in my movements. And I want to teach that to other people. I want to teach them ways to be in their body biomechanically correctly so that same kinds of things don't happen to them. The walking program you mentioned, Stephanie, is dynamic walking for lifelong legs. So I want lifelong legs, and I want lifelong legs for everyone else. So that's how I got into it. Pain, being a wounded dancer, totally crumpling right on the dance floor, trained, learned gravity inversion. That's the teeter-totter bed or on the boots. But for me, it was the teeter-totter bed on a fulcrum. And I hung Richard Simmons upside down on his show. And he, if you've ever seen or heard Richard Simmons, he was quite frightened to do it. But when he hung, when he did that, he said, wow, that really feels good. So I wrote a book on gravity inversion therapy, but not everybody really wants to hang upside down. So I kept looking for something, something that everyone was doing or could do that would help them learn to be in their bodies from a more flexible, balanced place. And I eventually found it in walking, which was a total surprise. Shall I just go on and on?
Yeah, you're doing great. I love this. And I'm so interested because I love walking. And my dog Jules and I, that's our morning routine and that's our evening routine. And so it's always just a special part of my day. I love just being a part of, even if it's snowing here in Colorado, I love to be out in the world. And so, yes, I want to hear more about how you discovered that walking was actually one of these keys to these lifelong legs. I love hearing that because I'm also a hiker and I want to continue hiking my entire life.
Okay. Well, I have some wonderful YouTube videos on uphill, downhill, steep hills, because a lot of times people have trouble with their knees or low back. So if have you ever seen a horse go downhill? Have you seen how they lift and lower launch? So we want independent hip action in our hips, just like we have independent action in our shoulders. So go on that, on my Dynamic Vitality site. You'll see in the top an icon for our YouTube channel. And there's one on regular hills, stairs, and steep hills. So we want to maintain that flexibility in our body. And we also want to begin addressing patterns that we may have. You know, I've worked with thousands of people, Stephanie, and these patterns come from everywhere. They come sometimes from women talking about early breast development in high school, and that's when they started to collapse their chest.
Yeah.
I've had women, when I've showed them how to relax the hips, one woman said, oh no, the nuns wouldn't like that. She was in parochial school. And another woman said, I remember when I locked down my hips right around high school, no babies for me. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to attract that. Whereas another woman burst out crying on the trail because she had a stillborn child. So memories are locked up in our body. The somatic therapists often say the issue is in the tissue. You know, our body carries its history and we carry it forward. After all, that's what our body language is, right?
Absolutely.
And the tricky thing about body language is a lot of it's unconscious. Not only are we expressing it outward, but people see that and they mirror it back to us. So there's a energetic resonance going on. And as you know, when you, and we all watch people walk, don't you watch people, Stephanie, when you go out?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Do you ever try their walks?
I have not. That is such an interesting idea.
Go to an airport sometime. And even if you don't physically do it large, you know, do it in your body a little bit. Take it into your body. We have this amazing capacity as humans they're called mirror neurons. You know about these. And it's our capacity to empathize with other people, to actually feel in our body those energetic resonances they're putting out. So that body language that we exude is being mirrored back to us, and it affects us. And as well as things being psychosomatic, things are somatopsychic, meaning the set of the soma affects the psyche. Mm-hmm. So if you walk and your posture is poor, or you're carrying injuries forward, it's going to affect your path in life. But the extraordinary thing about walking is, because we're walking on an average in our daily life of maybe 6,000 steps, less during COVID, but 6,000 steps, but we go out to take walks and exercise and walk. So it could be up to 10,000, 12,000 steps a day. When we do those from an inefficient, biomechanically inefficient way, we create repetitive stress injuries in the body. And over time, those muscular compensations pull on our bones, just as I mentioned. So when you walk with your dog, Stephanie, does your dog pull?
Sometimes if she hears another dog, and if we get near to my parents' house, which is about 6 blocks away, she automatically starts trying to pull to go there.
Right. And how does that feel in your body when she does?
Not great, because it's this resistance and I'm really pulling her back.
Right. Well, some people have a foot that turns out, just one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being pulled in that direction or pointing in that direction. All the other joints in the body have to keep you walking straight.
That makes sense.
And so when that happens, so everybody, it's great to check your walk, because when that happens, I've had people with foot problems, knee problems on the same side, knee problems on the other side, low back issues, hip problems. It can go all the way up the spine. So that's just one simple thing that you can do. You can check your walk and you can pay attention from your feet, see if you're rolling to the inside of your feet or the outside, because that affects the knees. And the knees don't take kindly to that. Ankle sprains are one of the most frequent injuries that come into hospitals. I don't know what's happening during COVID time, but a lot of ankle injuries have to do with the pronation, falling in, or supination of the foot. And so do knee issues. So that's a good thing to check. Also, most of us have a dominant leg. We're driving in a car where we use the right foot to pedal and pedal up, and the left less often to brake. So there's an indominance naturally anyway, even before cars, in our bodies, where there's often a stronger side and a weaker side. If you're continually pushing off harder on, let's say, the right foot, which was my issue, can you imagine what happens to your spine that 5,000 to 6,000 times a day?
Wow.
And it's exaggerated with exercise walking. So those are some very simple things to check that you're, and many people, Stephanie, they fail to use their ankles fully and they fail to roll through the midfoot of their foot. So they put their foot down flat-footed or maybe hit at the heel and then put the rest of the foot down. The foot is actually designed to roll like the base of a rocking horse. So when you get shoes, you want to twist them and turn them to make sure they give you support, but also to make sure that your foot can roll heel to toe. Otherwise, you're not using all the muscles of your legs. Wow. And when you've seen people who don't use their ankles, those are mainly people that are very old and they shuffle. So you want to keep your ankles flexible. You want to keep that heel-toe roll, maintain that heel-toe roll. That's what you use also going uphill, because otherwise you're lifting a leg and putting it down, lifting and lowering and lifting and lowering. So in our program, we teach people to lift out of the torso. I can do that with the radio audience. Even people driving in the car can get some benefit out of this. But the point is, once you lift the upper body off the lower body, you can swing the legs like pendulums, use your heel-toe roll, and literally roll up a hill. Roll up a hill. Again, you can see that on the YouTube. So do you want me to do an exercise right now?
I would love to. Actually, I'm going to have us do it right when we get back from break. We're about at break. And okay. Before we go, though, I just wanted to roll back just a moment and just acknowledge the comment that you made about imitating other people's walks. Yes. And I think, wow, what hit me about that is even if we did it in our body, like you were saying, it takes empathy to a whole nother level. I mean, to me, what hit me was like, wow, talk about walking in someone else's shoes.
That's it.
Right? That would even deepen our experience of empathy with how that person's feeling. Because I think we've all encountered that person who's kind of slumped over or they're walking down the street with their head down. And to actually kind of assume that posture and walking that way, it's like, wow, your body just starts taking on that energy. So yeah. That what a beautiful suggestion. I love that. And the whole time you're talking about rolling through your heel, I mean, rolling from heel to the ball of your foot and rolling through, I'm sitting here with my feet on the floor doing that as well. So I love that. So even if people are sitting right now, they can practice what that feels like.
I'm going to adjust my posture so I can too. Yes. Yeah.
So I just think these are wonderful suggestions, and I'm going to be more conscious when I'm walking about, I think, noticing if I do that little flare, I think my right foot might go out a little bit, but really being conscious of keeping it more straight and doing this roll through. Great, great suggestions. So
yeah, it's okay if the feet are out, you know, a small angle from
okay. Somewhere.
But you want to have the right and left balance. You want to have them out equally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not kicking one out too much to the side. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Suki, thank you so much. I'm so excited to come back with you and hear about how we can learn more about having just healthy, supple bodies, legs, feet, torsos that carry us through the rest of our lives. So come on back, listening audience. I'm here with Dr. Suki Monsell. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit urpurepotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Trans. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back to The Spark with Stephanie James. I am here having just a wonderful conversation with Dr. Suki Monsell. We are talking about body movements, exercises, things you can do to really improve the longevity of your health, fitness, and the way that you show up and move through the world. So really excited to have Dr. Suki on the show. Now, during the break, Dr. Suki, you just said something that I absolutely love, that one of the secrets to all of this is right beneath our noses. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So I was recounting more of my profession when I in working with children in elementary school, I taught roller skating. And roller skating is actually wonderful because it teaches great biomechanics. You can't have one foot out more than the other. You can't push off harder on one foot than the other. You have to have a very balanced and lithe and limber body. We've all seen roller skaters or ice skaters. It's beautiful. So that was great. But then when they took off their skates, I noticed their postures reverting back to what it was before. And when I worked in college teaching dance, and when I worked with adults, same thing. They'd be in these dance classes with me. I'd have fabulous music on, great ideas. Everyone would just be, ecstatic, and their bodies would be open. They'd go back, they'd get their coat, they'd put it on, and they'd go back into their old body. And then I started following them out into the car. They'd get in their car and they'd slump, and their shoulders would be up, and their hands would be tight on the wheel, and their posture was horrible. They could hardly breathe. Their head was way in front of their chest. They could hardly turn their head side to side to see what was coming. And so and you'll see that on the website too, how to drive. And I kept searching and I kept searching. And as I mentioned, I did mask making with children, including children with AIDS and their families. And this wonderful creative expression came through everyone, created extraordinary masks and their songs, and it was really fabulous. But, you know, it had to be, as I said to you, I kept looking for something that had to be more pedestrian, and it literally was the secret hidden beneath our noses, that our walk is metaphorically our walk through life. And by paying attention to that, and by being in our bodies and being in nature the way you described on your walks, our bodies evolutionarily are designed to walk. And when we stop walking, that's when a lot of trouble comes. So, for instance, I teach people a very easy exercise. Anyone listening in the car can be doing it now and probably is. And for the rest of us, we can try it. When you walk, you don't want to look down because that affects your breathing and your posture. What you want to do is you want to scan the path ahead. So you're looking far to near to far to near on the path. You're letting your eyes do the walking. And those of you who are in the car listening, you're not looking at the bumper and the person in front of you. You're letting your eyes do the scanning. And that's what you want to continue to do when you're walking. This technique is borrowed and used by race car drivers. So that helps you erase the tension that you're in your face and your neck and your shoulders. And it allows you to keep your head level and your eyes, your head, so that your eyes can be at the horizon. And then you look back and forth with your eyes. And then you can certainly pivot your head and look around and enjoy the beauty of where you are and breathe in nature. Your mind will tell you when to start looking back at the trail. By looking at everything several times before you even get there, if there's a stick on the trail or if you're hiking and there are rocks, whatever you need to see, you've already seen it maybe 5-10 times before you've gotten there. And you'll do what's appropriate. You can trust your body to do what's appropriate. So that is called the eye scan technique. And that's a great thing to put into practice right away.
Well, and the cool thing, and I'm hearing you say this, and so I'm thinking to myself, you know, we know now it takes 21 to 30 days for something to become a habit. So if people start today, even if at first, you know, that's going to feel maybe awkward or different, we're not used to scanning, but as we practice every day doing this, pretty soon that's going to become automatic. And just yes. Like you said, just the way we move through the world.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's one of the best beloved of everything I've taught. People who have had posture issues or fear of walking, that's what everybody reports. This is great. The other would be, I'm going to readjust my seat because I'm sliding down just a little. The other would be, even if you're driving, to notice whether you're grounded into your feet. Whether your feet are pushing down, and from that, you get the support up your spine. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, yes.
And the way you can check is take one foot and move it aside and notice that immediately you collapse. So bring your feet preferably equally balanced and weighted and press down. That's called getting grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next would be building base. So you can rotate your hips very easily and gently on your chair. So you, as if your clock pelvis, it's called. So you go through, you know, every minute in the clock, and you can begin to feel your core muscles engaged, and then take it in the other direction. And breathe into this and connect it with your feet. You'll feel that different pressure on your feet as you connect it into your pelvis. Yeah, that's good.
It feels really good. I did a HIIT workout this morning and I can feel already that feels so good on my lower back and through my hips.
Yes. So getting grounded, building base. The next is connecting to core. That's what we just started. As we're moving our hips, we're starting to engage our core muscles. Now we have a magic button in our body, and it is the belly button. So if you gently press it or imagine pressing it towards the backbone, only to maybe 20% of max, you can feel all of this core muscles begin to engage and activate the inner girdle. So get grounded, build base, and now connect to core and through core. So as you press down into your feet, feel that movement come all the way up through your spine. Your core in the middle of your core are your vital organs. And when you breathe fully, when you keep moving through your torso, you massage those organs. So let's do that now with balloon breathing. Imagine your torso as a balloon. You can bring your hands to your side if you want, if you're not driving, and you can breathe laterally into your hands. If you want, you can press your hands in to your sides and give yourself some resistance. Inhaling and widen, as if you're widening out through your elbows. Inhaling and preferably exhaling through the nose. And you can put a hand in front and hand in back to see if you're breathing 360. As if your torso is a balloon and you feel it expanding in all dimensions. Notice how your breath works with your strong core. On the inhale, as you know, the diaphragm drops down, it compresses the vital organs, well, in the lower torso. So notice that expansion and notice how that creates like a column of air that you're resting on. So balloon breathing. So get grounded, build base, belly button to backbone, connect to core, balloon breathing. Now, if you put one hand on your upper chest and one hand on your belly, and you breathe through your mouth, you'll notice your upper chest moves. If you breathe through your nose, then you're able to take the breath all the way down to the lower part of the lungs where there's more oxygen exchange.
Wonderful.
Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, you can float your tongue, you can relax your jaw, you can let your lips be parted. And what I just taught, I teach a body wisdom, morning body wisdom class. What I just taught is as you breathe in, imagine the breath going out towards your ears laterally. Imagine a smile. And you can smile with your collarbones. And you can smile with your ribs. Beautiful. And you can let that whole radiance and energy, vitality move through your body. Okay, so get grounded, build base, connect to core, balloon breathing. And now settle shoulders. So too often the shoulders come forward. So if you bring your shoulders up and then drop them down. Maybe one at a time is good. Bring one up, down, and let the shoulder blade drop as if into the back pocket. And then the other side. So this is called settled shoulders. Mm-hmm. And notice when they're forward, what happens to your breathing and your posture. And lift up and back. So we have a default in our bodies to forward flexion. That's how we were in the womb. So it's very important to build the posture of the whole body so that we can balance forward flexion with extension and hyperextension. So many of us, evolutionarily, we needed to see what was out there. We needed to watch for threat. We're on computers, we're in cars. So basically, we are more forward oriented. But as you settle one shoulder and then the other, or imagine scratching your back on a tree. Here's a fun thing to do. Let your elbows lift, unless you're driving. Let your elbows lift and let your arms lift from the back of your body. That's it. And notice how often we lift them from the front of the body, but settle the shoulders and lift them from your strong lats that go all the way down to your waist. Mm-hmm. And that works with settled shoulders.
This all feels so amazing.
That's great.
Feels so good.
That's great. There's one more. So if you remember them, you can say them with me, and otherwise I'll repeat them. You're going to get grounded, build base, connect to core, balloon breathing, settled shoulders, and the last is high head. This is called our crown. So we already are wearing it. So lift into the crown. So you can begin at the ground where the energy enters the body and move in a beautiful undulation through the joints. And those include the joints of the spine, with your shoulders continually settling back and bringing you into your back body and your high hip. Good. And then the last would be perhaps radiating out through your eyes and as you do, part of you is feeling the whole inside of your body and part of you is seeing 360 around you. So you are centered in the middle of your conscious awareness.
This is so beautiful. Oh, Dr. Suki, thank you so much. I know the listening audience is just getting so much out of this. Anyone that's practicing this, I know for myself also, you know, as a transformation coach and as a psychotherapist, this is an amazing technique, I would say, to help people just center, reduce anxiety and stress. And it's like that when you're doing this, there's no place else you can be but the present moment. It really brings everything right into focus. And we know that's where we're at our best self. You know, it's so wonderful. What a beautiful technique. I want to start my mornings doing this. I'm always promoting morning routines, and what a perfect way, maybe even before we get out of bed, to just swing our legs over the side of the bed and practice this as coming into full awareness and then stepping out into our day.
Yes. And when you go outside barefoot, even in the snow, I heard that interview you did.
It's true.
You can add whatever gestures you want, okay, to that. That will bring it alive in a whole other way.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Suki. We are here talking with Dr. Suki Monsal. We are going to come back after break, and I just know we're going to learn even more amazing ways of keeping our body grounded, vital, flexible. I just feel so grounded and enlivened, and I love the radiate through your eyes. So many wonderful things. So we will see everyone, or I guess hopefully everyone will just tune in. I don't know that we can see you, but in our hearts, we'll see you in a few moments.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T. Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
So welcome back to The Spark. We're here with Dr. Suki Monsal. It's so wonderful to have her. We are learning so much about how to better breathe, ground, have amazing posture, create vitality and wellness within ourselves. Such a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Suki. I really want to ask you too, you know, you spoke at the beginning of the show about when you had first gotten into this, and it was through your own pain.
Yes.
Tell us now, you know, all these years later and all this research and all this movement later, what is a day in the life of Dr. Suki look like? What is your own movement routine? And I'm just really curious about that.
Okay. Well, this morning I went for a walk. And went to the garden. I had planned to swim, and I swim three mornings a week. I do gyrotonics, gyrokinesis, Pilates blend. And then in the afternoon, I take a walk, maybe 4 days a week. And on weekends, I'm often hiking. But gardening is that, I feel like, the gardening, everything I do during the week is to help me garden pain-free. Oh, and one of the things you'll see on the website is a free ebook on gardening stretches, because it not only includes the typical ones like building your core, but it also includes ones for your fingers that are holding tools and for your feet and ankles that have to navigate uneven terrain. For your eyes, so that you and head and neck, so that you you know, often we're clipping and their branches sticking out. There's a lot of special things for gardening stretches. So that's on our website. That's a free ebook. So that's kind of what my day is like. Now, I've water skied, I've ice skated, I've horseback rode. Sailing. I lived on a boat for several years with my husband sailing. That's quite vigorous. It's like homesteading. And there's nobody out there to call. Yeah. So I love a vigorous life. I mean, one time my husband and I were leaving the port of Fort Lauderdale. The wind was coming in towards us, and the main line to the jib snapped. And the jib, which was very large, is a large boat, 42 foot, the jib went into the water. And so we had to turn the motor off because it could get into the motor, the jib floating.
Yeah.
And we had to pull, the two of us, a wet jib up onto the boat, standing and balancing on a trampoline, which had very wide squares in it, so that if water came over, they would go through the square. So we're balancing and pulling it over the side, and actually love that kind of thing. You know, I love, you know, hiked and backpacked, and I realized in my 20s that I really had to start paying attention to my body, because I wasn't kind to it. I had a lot of sports injuries, And I wasn't going to be happy unless I could live a vigorous, active, vital life. So.
And that's what you've done and continue to do.
Yeah. I mean, I actually have to demonstrate. So what I love is just to be, have a flexible spine and be able to move and to dance. I'm in a dancer's body. So I want to stay in a dancer's body. And since I'm out here, I know people listening on the radio won't be seeing it, but here's the old way of walking where I'm dropped into my hips. But what I'm going to show you all right now and lead you through is a way to lift your upper body out of your hips so your hips can move freely. Do you see the difference, Stephanie?
Yes. So for those of you who are just listening, it was amazing going from this kind of slumped walk, you know, almost like shoulders rolled forward, belly kind of, you know, and pelvis forward. And then it's like, as you just changed your posture, I think you got 10 years younger.
Exactly. So let me do that with everyone right now. So unless you're driving, put your one hand on the opposite side of your body and spread your fingers from your hips to your rib cage, the top, the bottom of your rib cage, and notice the space under, drop it down just a little bit, and notice the space under your hand. Now lift the arm on that same side of the body and notice how much more space you have. Now bring your arm down slowly, not behind you, but so that you could see your elbow and your peripheral vision, and maintain that space. Do you feel your core muscles starting to work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do it again. Lift an arm up, create that space, and the arm comes down, maintain that space. So belly button to backbone will start to activate the inner girdle, and do it on the other side. So lift up, create more space. And then as your arm comes down, lift your head high into a crown. Good. And again, you can be pressing down through your feet. You can be breathing, balloon breathing. Mm-hmm. And this helps to settle your shoulders. Good. Now, if you do the two hands together, you cross at the wrists as if you cross at the wrists to find your midline. And you pull the hands, the wrists and hands up the midline as your arms lift. And then as the arms come down in your peripheral vision, keep your palms forward. Notice if you turn your palms back, how your shoulders roll forward. So keep your palms forward and let your hands come down on the side. You could see either of them in your peripheral vision and maintain that lift. Can you feel that, Stephanie?
Yes. Yes. It feels so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's called the shirt pull, and you can do it walking. You can do it a few times when you walk, actually quite a few times in the beginning. So you begin to train the inner core muscles with just a slight activation of belly button to backbone. That's your cue. Mm-hmm. And maybe just to 10 to 20% of max, which will be a stronger 20% the following week. And that is how, when you walk and you do this, you'll find your upper body comes off of your lower body. And that enables your hips to do what they're designed to do. They're designed to move and to move with your legs.
Gosh, and even just sitting here, I feel like I'm just breathing more deeply. I feel more relaxed. Yeah. I mean, this just, yeah, talk about creating just this beautiful space for our breath. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Good.
Well, Dr. Suki, if there were any essential messages, if there was an essential message that you wanted to leave the listening audience with, what would it be?
Well, body transformation is alive and well. And you are growing and creating yourself moment to moment. And there is a way to make friends with your body, your permanent roommate, and to respect your body and to listen to your body to cultivate its greatest wisdom. And that's the message.
Beautiful. Yes. And so how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of me through my website, dynamicvitality.com. Sign up for the mailing list. There's a monthly newsletter. There's information about classes. There's free downloads, all sorts of wonderful information. I'm very committed to furthering the work of my teacher, Anna Halperin, which is to help people get themselves into healthy, happy, vital bodies and exude that peace and joy, because that's the body language you really want to reflect out into the world and have reflected back. So dynamicvitality.com, Dr. Suki at dynamicvitality.com. That's my personal email. And dynamicwalking.com. You can enroll now in the Dynamic Walking self-paced program, or you can do it with me, which is a lot more fun. You can do it with me and a small group. We're starting again in September, mid-September. It's a 12-week program, and I'll teach you more than you could ever believe is true about walking. I'll teach you the art and science of walking so that you too can grow lifelong legs.
Love that. Dr. Suki, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Such a delight to spend this time with you. And I know that I've learned so much and our listeners have just gained so much from this interview.
Thank you.
So this has been The Spark with Stephanie James. Join me each week and subscribe at transformationtalkradio.com. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you're wanting to just further igniting your best life, come find me on stephaniejames.world. You can find seminars. You can find my book, my upcoming film trailer, When Sparks Ignite, and sign up for a free 20-minute exploring coaching session. So it's an exploratory coaching session with me, and there's a free offering online. Just sign up for that as well. It's Igniting the Spark Within, and it's a free visualization that will get sent straight to you. Thank you all for joining us. Much love.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spark with Stephanie James. Remember that you already have what you need to live a life that is fully lit and fully alive. You're already holding the flame. Now it's time to ignite your best life. Learn more at stephaniejames.world. That's stephaniejames.world. And tune in next week at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on transformationtalkradio.com. Shine on!
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.